consumer data is in, and, well, it's not that great. It's the Valentine's Day edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for being with us, everybody. With all the high-tech ways to scam you out of your earnings, what one old-school method is still working, we'll tell you. Delta Airlines announced it will go carbon neutral next month. The numbers are in, and the hit to the U.S. economy from the China trade war is worse than we thought. The Harriet Tubman Visa card, it's a thing. And on this Valentine's Day, save a little love for dating apps. They sort of need it. Also today, Jeff Pitts from CityView with stuff to do. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter, and welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you have come aboard again today. You want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Now let's get into it, shall we? You know, when we consider the economy, a big chunk of that comes from you, the consumer. So when the Commerce Department reported today that core retail sales, which exclude autos, gas, building materials, and food services, were unchanged last month, well, that was not good news. It tells us that consumers, that would be you and me, are still concerned about not only inflation of specific items like insurance and healthcare, but also lagging wage increases. So how did all this impact Wall Street? We'll have that coming up. When it comes to dishonest ways to part you from your money, there are many, many scams out there, from that Nigerian prince to the phone call from a long-lost grandson in trouble needing cash right away. However, there is one tried and true and tested scam that continues to bilk money from consumers. It's called the old fake check scam. So, how big a deal is it? Well, last year, at about $2,000 a pop, fake check scams cheated customers out of more than $28 million. Fake check scams are up by 65% since 2015, and they're hitting younger adults the hardest. Last year, 20-somethings were more than twice as likely as people 30 and older to report losing money in fake check scams. So how does all this work? Well, there are always two common elements. There's always a check that you have to deposit, and a plausible explanation for why you must then part with some of that money. Now, the scams basically involve you agreeing to deposit this check in your bank account, and then once the funds are available, usually in a day or two, what you do is then you send a portion of that check to another person or a company via wire, gift cards, whatever. Now, it's only after that point when the scam becomes apparent. The bank discovers the check was a fake and reverses the deposit. But you, you've already sent the amount from your account that you were instructed to do. So not only are the check's funds gone, so too is the money that you gave to the scammer. In 2019, about 50% of reported fake check scams involved a job offer. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Another 18% were from a victim selling something online. If it sounds too good to be true, don't do it. Well, today, Delta Airlines said that they will be carbon neutral by March 1st of this year. Delta is committing at least $1 billion over the next decade to reduce environmental impact. The company will focus on clean technological advancements for engines and carbon removal. Delta said they will still use jet fuel, but in a way that doesn't increase their carbon footprint. Stay tuned. Well, the numbers are in for last year, and they are not good. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the hit to the economy in the trade war with China. The Commerce Department has said the total U.S. merchandise exports to China fell 11% last year to about $107 billion. Particularly hard hit were some of the nation's largest exporters to the Asian country. Where? Well, states like Texas, Florida, Iowa, South Dakota, and Alabama, which each saw sales plunge by more than 25%. Well, now the question is, will the trade deal that was signed last month make a difference? And, hey, what about that coronavirus outbreak? What about it? So what happens when the nation's largest black-owned bank releases a Visa card with the image of Harriet Tubman on it? Do I have to ask? There was plenty of outcry. The bank released a card to coincide with Black History Month, but many folks are not happy with it. The image depicted on the card has Tubman's arms crossed and her hands are clenched in fists. Now, all of this struck many as a little bit too similar to the Wakanda Forever salute used by characters in the Black Panther film. And critics panned the decision, saying it pandered to the black community and disrespected Tubman's self-identification as an anti-capitalist. But the bank quickly responded online, saying the image was taken from the painting The Conqueror by the Miami-based black artist Adonis Parker, and the gesture? Well, Susan McDowell, the bank's spokeswoman, said, quote, "It's the symbol for love in American Sign Language," end quote. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, Wall Street turned south in afternoon trading, based partly on weak consumer data and lingering concerns about the coronavirus. The Dow was off by as much as 140 points in early afternoon trading. The Nasdaq, that had been trending up, started to fall as well. Investors are eyeing disappointing consumer data and renewed concerns about China, not only the virus, but also the news dealing with tariffs. Wall Street does take a holiday on Monday for President's Day. And finally, there is this. Leave some love this Valentine's Day for dating apps. Why? Now, they're getting harder and harder to attract any serious investment dollars. Despite the popularity of dating apps with hundreds available, it's getting tricky for new ones to attract the funds needed to get off the ground. In Europe, for example, funding for the apps peaked in 2015 before dropping to about one-third of that amount now. And there is another concern. Something I hadn't considered, but app builders need to provide continuous marketing for their app because users of dating apps drop off quickly. The report says that even Tinder has seen its growth stall. Once again, happy Valentine's Day. Don't go anywhere, because you're just a click away from Stuff to Do in the Metro with City View and Jeff Pitts here on the Business News Hour.